Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Pushback on Beacon Hill to Governor Baker's plans to fix the troubled MBTA. The opposition speaks to a larger skepticism about the governor's proposed T-fix that was on full display at a five-hour-long public hearing on Beacon Hill yesterday. WBUR's Asma Khalid was there and has been following this story and joins us now here in the studio. Good morning, Asma.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what we know about this new opposition to the governor's proposed fix for the T.
Well, Bob, we don't have a lot of details yet. The opposition is coming from the Senate side. I've been in touch this morning with the Senate President's office, and they're telling me that they are indeed introducing their own separate MBTA legislation that they're intending to unveil this afternoon, actually around noon today, as part of the overall budget bill. In terms of additional details, I've been talking to some folks this morning, and overall, the legislation does keep intact some of the governor's proposals, such as expanding the MassDOT board from 7 to 11 members, and then also giving the Secretary of Transportation direct control over hiring and firing of the MBTA GM. And this would offer a sort of direct line of authority. The big change that I'm hearing about is that in response to some stakeholder feedback, the Senate bill would add representation to the board for a number of other people from different sectors. So maybe individuals from the worlds of finance and transportation policy or civil engineering. Overall, though, the governor's spokesman says Governor Baker looks forward to reviewing this proposal, but essentially maintains that Governor Baker's comprehensive plan is the best way to restore the transit system.
All right. Governor Baker himself spent about an hour and a half yesterday testifying in support of his proposed legislation. A little unusual for a sitting governor to sit that long at a Beacon Hill hearing. What did he say?
Bob, I think that's right. It was sort of unusual. And there were a number of people there in the crowd at the outset. I mean, imagine this large auditorium in the State House basement. And there, you know, the governor sat there for nearly an hour and a half. He spent much of his time trying to clarify his mission.
Let me make one thing clear here. We want to fix the T. I do not want to privatize the T. I do not want to slash services. I do not want to lay off hundreds of T employees. I do not want to drive people off the T by making fares unaffordable.
He was flanked by members of his administration, and also on both sides, he had people singing the praises of a state takeover. Someone from Chelsea and someone else from Springfield, who both said from personal experiences, they believe that a fiscal control board could really help solve the MBTA's problems. This was the main message that the governor was trying to hit home, the importance of the fiscal control board.
All right, Asma, and how was that message received by state lawmakers?
Well, this is the first hearing we've had on the governor's proposed bill. It was a meeting of the Joint Transportation Committee. I think there was tremendous respect for the governor and truthfully, very little pushback to him personally when he was testifying. I mean, this is a governor, as Bob, as you probably know, who is incredibly popular, soaring approval ratings. But once the governor left the room, I think some lawmakers took their gloves off and you heard some legitimately tough questioning. I want us to take a listen to the co-chair of the committee, Representative Bill Strauss, as he questions two men from the Pioneer Institute. Representative Strauss seemed highly skeptical over the need for a fiscal control board and suggested that it might add just another layer of bureaucracy.
Exactly. He owns the T, and why should we put anything in between him?
He owns the T 100%.
I know, and if we let him own it by making it clear he has the direct line of authority as a strong manager with the history that you've identified, aren't we doing our job of getting out of the way and letting him manage, doing what he does best?
I think there's other things that...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the answer.
Beyond that back and forth, Asma, who else testified? Who else was in the room?
Well, the room was full of business leaders who were largely endorsing Governor Baker's plan. So, you know, you had the Chamber of Commerce there, for example, saying that for the sake of the local economy, we need to fix the MBTA as soon as possible. And also, you know, you had a number of local mayors, not just there, but also sending letters supporting Governor Baker Lawmakers' plan. Interestingly, the mayor of Somerville, Joe Curtatone, was there testifying in support of Governor Baker's plan for the Fiscal Control Board. Then on the other side, you had union representatives. They had a rally before the hearing even began and then crowded the auditorium. Their main concern was not the control board. It was any efforts to get rid of the Pacheco Law. Jim O'Brien is the head of the local Carmen's Union, and he says he was alarmed by the Baker administration's references during the hearing to possibly contract out late-night service.
There could be some privatization coming. I mean, they had talked about privatizing the night owl. Well, that's our work, and, that's what we're afraid of.
But, Bob, all of this is just the beginning. The hearing went on for more than 5 hours, and when it was all over, the co-chairs said that they're planning to hold at least one more public hearing soon. And now, with the Senate offering its own fix, it'll be interesting to see how many, if any, of these fixes are in place before next winter.
So that, hopefully, the tea has a better next winter than it had this past winter.
We all hope so.
WBUR's Asma Khalid, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.